Welcome to this episode of 60 Second Retail, a BDO podcast keeping you in the know on events and trends in the retail and consumer products industry impacting your bottom line in just a few short minutes.
Hello, my name is Natalie Cutler. I'm the national leader of the Retail and Consumer Products Industry Group at BDO USA. Our guest today is RJ Romano, Managing Director in our Management Consulting and Supply Chain Advisory Practice here at BDO. In this episode, we are discussing a really fascinating shift in the toy industry and how some brands are taking their commitment to sustainability to a whole new level. RJ is going to help us break down some of the compelling factors for this move and whether this is a long-term strategy that other brands may want to consider adopting. Welcome back to the show, RJ.
Thanks for having me, Natalie.
RJ, so there are some interesting moves being made by some well-known toy brands to replace a lot of the manufacturing materials with renewables in a commitment to sustainability. Based on what we have read, it sounds like the cost is not, and I repeat, the cost is not being passed on to the consumer. So RJ, how can they do this without passing the cost on to the consumer?
Well, I'll start with leading organizations embrace this, what I would call a dual mission, which addresses both profitability and sustainability together. Most often, companies think, oh, I'm going to go down this sustainability journey and it's going to cost a lot of money. The leading organizations are definitely trying to balance the two, profitability and sustainability. And so often when they go down the sustainability path, it requires technical changes or different product designs to the materials they use, to the different specifications of components to their materials, and of course, the supply chain footprint. And so there are a lot of opportunities when you start looking under the hood for all of those different elements to optimize costs. You know, if I'm able to potentially reduce the complexity of the components to my product, I have the ability to order more of the same products, maybe at a cheaper price with a vendor, or I have the ability to source it from one location than maybe I'm currently doing it from five different locations. And so you get this tool, dual purpose and dual benefit, where I'm doing something for sustainability purposes, but also I'm seeing some back-end supply chain cost reduction opportunities as well. And for this company that we're discussing here and what they've established, they have been able to seemingly provide this balance, which has allowed them to potentially not pass on additional costs to the customer because they are also saving money with their sustainability journey.
So do you think that this is a long-term strategy, and will others jump on board? Or do you think that this particular instance is just a one-off?
I don't necessarily think it's a one-off. I do think it's challenging, depending on the types of products you have, to be able to do this. And I think the interesting part from a customer perspective, the expectation of having cleaner, lower carbon products, that's not going away. And so companies are going to have to address it at some point. And there's obviously a ton of different regulations that are potentially coming down the pike or will be that will require companies to have more sustainability efforts. So I don't think it's going away. I do think it's a little bit, it's challenging to be able to find cost savings and benefits or changes to be more sustainable. I think that is where it's going to be a little bit slower to adopt, but I think eventually everyone's going to have to get on this train and do some type of sustainability efforts as we move forward. And so I do think it's going to be a trend that continues, and more companies are going to have to go down this path and try to figure out, maybe not to the best of this company was able to do, but something similar.
And that was going to be my next question, comment was, you know, this particular company did it because A, it's really great from a sustainability perspective and they're saving money. But what you're saying, and correct me if I'm wrong, it sounds to me like companies will have to do it regardless. So hopefully they'll find a way to make it more financially beneficial for them. I mean, what do you think?
Yeah, that's exactly it. This company found that perfect balance, enough that they didn't even have to pass any additional costs onto a customer. That's definitely not going to be common in most instances. And so some companies will have to address sustainability and increase their costs. Others may be able to go down that sustainability journey and identify cost opportunities that they didn't know even existed until they started going down that path. And so, yeah, it's going to be a mixed bag. And those that have the ability to find that perfect balance are definitely going to hit a home run. Others are going to have to make and decide some hard choices for the business. But with the continued expectations and, like I mentioned, the regulations that potentially are coming down, they may not have a choice. And so if you're going to do it, you might as well try to see where there's opportunity to strategically save costs within the supply chain as well. And it's easier said than done, but that's definitely what it looks like the future is looking like for a lot of companies.
Got it. So I think everyone's going to be looking for that win-win that this company was able to deliver on. Thank you, RJ. And if you found this episode insightful, please share it with your friends and colleagues. And don't forget to add us to your library wherever you listen to podcasts so you can get the insights you need to succeed in the retail industry. Have a wonderful day.
And that concludes this episode of BDO's 60 Second Retail Podcast. Don't forget to tune in for the next episode. To find more information on our hosts, guests, BDO services, or listen to previous episodes of 60 Second Retail, please visit www.bdo.com/60-second-retail.